One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't read it. Yeah, yeah, we did not read it. What did I read? Nothing, sweet nothing. Picked up a book, threw it in the trash. Oh, yeah, I didn't read it. Never gonna read that book now. Hey. Oh, yeah, no, we didn't read it. I'm never gonna read that book, yeah.
Don't like how everybody like is like clapping and shit like that.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to We Didn't Read It, the critically acclaimed hit podcast. How's everybody doing today?
I'm all right. I'm on the end again with not even a mic. Like, again, it's two times in a row.
Who do we got here today, everybody? Tommy? Oh.
Hey. Hi, I'm Tommy R. Armstrong.
Let's next it. Let's go next.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hyde Healy.
My name is Mariel Mendez.
My name is Taylor Benjamin. I'm eating marshmallows.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Yeah, happy holidays, everybody.
Whatever
holidays.
You celebrate, do it big.
We're having a very special episode today, kind of.
So special.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa.
Shh, shh. I love gifts. It's actually one of my love languages.
Time is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Ooh.
I think I might have fucked that up.
Someone
it might be
was
like
Kirkland plastic.
Is that not true?
It might be like the now is a gift or something. Or it's time is
no,
a gift.
No, I think time.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
No. I think you're right.
Good. Time is a gift is why they call it the present.
Well, it sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, no. It might be today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Well, we have some Secret Santa to go around. Everybody got to draw each other's names. It's going to be really good.
Oh, yes. Secret
love
Santa.
They love the silence.
Who's first?
First up, we got Hyde Healy.
Woo! Tommy walked off.
Tommy walked off the set.
All right. Is this like an erotic Secret Santa with like sex gifts? That's what I did. That's what I got, everyone.
So you did.
That was classic.
Yeah,
great.
There wasn't much of a
for the
prompt,
boys.
So.
Nope, Tommy walked away again.
Oh,
no way.
What is it?
Yes.
What is it?
They're earbuds.
Oh.
I needed the. I always need earbuds. I always lose my earbuds.
Oh,
lit!
Thank you. I believe I'm gonna guess.
Wait! No! You don't guess yet, right? We guess at the very end.
Well, should you guess like?
Oh,
yes,
and then don't confirm or deny.
Well, I have a really bad poker face, so I feel like I'm gonna.
Don't confirm or deny.
Hell yeah! Thank you.
Woo.
Because I constantly lose my. And I should just get AirPods. Like, the amount of money I've spent on $20 pairs
no,
of
No, these are
earbuds,
so much better because you, when you lose them, you just replace them.
Exactly. But
I
like,
have 5,000 pairs of these.
But I'm thinking, like, it's become the point where it's become more expensive because a pair of AirPods would probably be, like, $180, $200
But wouldn't you just lose the AirPods?
Yeah.
Oh,
AirPods.
Well, I think I wouldn't lose because I'd place more value on them.
I just lost my AirPods. So if anybody sees them,
that's
actually,
fair.
That would...
Okay, next up, we've got Mariel Mendez.
Oh, my God.
Exciting
yeah.
stuff.
Hooray. Mariel.
Yeah.
There
you
go.
Yay!
Let's see
what is?
Drum roll.
Oh,
my thighs.
Oh, it's a shirt.
Wait, what
Ooh.
Is it?
Could you show that to the camera, Mary?
Show the camera.
That's fucking That's amazing.
Oh,
nice.
For those who don't
cool.
know, I'm Dominican. If you didn't tell by the flag, this is the flag. This is so funny. Thank
Hell yeah,
you.
That's awesome.
This is awesome, actually.
It's cute.
I love it. I really like it.
Okay, next up. Next up, we've got Taylor.
Taylor.
Yay!
Yeah.
Whoa, there we go.
Whoa.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. It's a book.
Whoa.
It's a book.
It's a book. Is everyone... I kissed the mic. I'm sorry. What is it? Is everyone hanging out without me and other concerns? And let me tell you,
we do.
They do.
Yeah,
no,
we do.
Wait, that's got to be from Luke.
You know, actually,
that has to be
Tommy. I mean, he's not even in the pod today. So.
Oh, it's you're up.
Thank you, Aaron and Tristan, for organizing this.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo, what's this?
Oh my goodness.
What is that?
What is that?
Like, what is
what
this?
What is that? Open her up.
I'm so confused. How do I open it?
Not that confused.
What is this?
Oh my god, if he says what is this one more time.
I think probably the box that you opened.
Probably it, that one.
Like, classic style guitar pick holder and lights. Oh,
that's so cute.
That's so
cute. Very cute.
Fucking 15 Beatles guitar picks.
Nice.
That is awesome.
That's nice.
I got the best gift.
Okay.
Thank you for giving.
So I go open it.
Me and the girlies.
I'm so sorry about
this. Oh, it's a piece
this.
Of paper.
Those listening.
It's literally.
Look at that face.
Oh, it says a girlfriend. The fuck is this?
Oh, that's so mean.
Oh, dang!
What the
hell?
Boo.
Oh, yeah. This guy's convenient.
Boo.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
That one knocked out of the park. That was amazing.
Beautiful. She's really beautiful.
This is cool.
This is amazing.
Oh, she has a face.
Useful gift. Thank you. Save me $20. Nice.
Hey, Charlotte.
So it's someone who doesn't care whether Luke lives or dies.
Yeah, that is true.
That could be anybody.
Where'd y'all get the face on it? Where'd you get the doll?
I mean, that's horrifying.
Wait, was this doll bought too? Or computer? Oh, yeah. The doll was. Oh,
yeah, that's
cool.
The gift.
So a it's girlfriend. Yours. Like,
that's your
you
girl.
Got a girlfriend. And she also vapes with you.
What are you looking for there, Luke?
She
not in a weird way. Like,
it's not that
I don't want to see
doll.
What the boobs look like.
Okay. Face it away from the camera.
Oh, boobs look weird. Not saying, you know, you can have any type of boob you want.
No,
like
you
this,
said it.
It's too late now.
What's her name?
Her name is Jamie Charlotte.
Was it? I'm gonna guess Luke for my gift.
Well, Luke was fucking pointing to himself during your whole unwrapping.
I'm gonna guess Tommy got mine.
I'm gonna guess Luke. I'm gonna guess Tommy.
I'm gonna guess Marielle.
I'm guessing Taylor.
All right, so who got Tommy's?
I got Tommy's.
Yay.
I couldn't find your other bands that you like, but since you're always losing your picks and I didn't know if you had any more, it lights up. It's like blue and all these fun colors.
That's nice.
That's it.
So awesome. You can keep it here wherever you want, but
I should have guessed Luke
them.
Wasn't that thoughtful.
And I knew you liked writing the singing the Beatles, so that was it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who got Hides?
Oh, who got Hides? I did.
I knew it.
Jack is always losing his freaking earbuds.
Oh, I'm losing my earbuds. I knew it.
Got my two-pack.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Okay, who got Marielle?
Oh, I did.
And I had a feeling because of the fucking Mets.
Yeah,
the fucking Mets.
I tried. Yeah, no. Well, I tried to make it like Dominican Yankee themed, but then they didn't have any that weren't like $80. So I had to get one that didn't have a Yankees logo on it. It just said the Bronx.
That was
which
dope.
Is assumed Yankees.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That was so dope. I love it. I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who got Taylor's?
Frickin' I did. I read that book when I was in high school, and it's a really awesome book. Like, it's hilarious, and she talks a lot about like doing college comedy as well, like at Dartmouth, and I thought it was very interesting, and you're doing a lot of college comedy yourself.
Thank you, I am.
Well, that's like actually kind of nice.
I'm actually very young.
And who got Luke?
Okay, so... Yeah.
What the hell was going through your head?
She knew immediately, too. I heard about this. This is the only gift that I knew. This was
amazing.
The piece of paper in the bag. I'm like, oh, so Somebody ordered it last night. It didn't come or something. And then it's, oh, mean joke.
I had to find her and send a link to Tristan and say, can you please get this Secret Santa? And I think she's beautiful.
Well, I think she's beautiful. Now I have Jamie Charlotte.
And, you know,
she's beautiful. Yeah,
she is beautiful in a 1950s way. I had to fill her here. And I never.
I'm gonna fill her at home.
Whatever.
Is she gonna be like in your room with all your candles? Look, room is full of candles that are always lit.
It's so, like six candles that are lit at all times.
And like all the lights are off, so we're gonna walk in. It's gonna be like candle lit.
Hey guys, what's going on? Oh, I'm gonna shower with her probably too. Well, thank you, Taylor. I mean, very much funny and both. I needed one of these.
Either way,
funny and practical.
I would just like to say for anyone at home who's saying, "Oh my God, what a bad influence." He was gonna buy it anyway.
He was gonna buy it anyway. We just saved him. We saved him money.
I saved you $16.
Taylor saved him money.
$16. Where'd you get this? This is $20 around these parts, Liverpool.
Let me tell you, it was an ordeal because the guy was like, "Sometimes they don't work. You should try it right now."
100%.
So I had to go.
It's a gift.
No, I went. I don't smoke this early. It messes with my stomach.
You said that.
Yeah. You don't need to make up a lot. Stop. Sure.
Is it yummy? Do you love it?
Ooh.
Yeah, it works. It works good. You gotta test it out.
Taylor, incredible work.
You know what's great about this? I was just thinking about the t-shirt.
I need a Geek Bar sponsorship, by the way.
Oh, Aaron, what didn't we read today?
So this week we're having a special musical episode. So we're doing classic books that were inspired that inspired musicals. Okay, well, anyway, as you can guess, we're starting off with Phantom of the Opera.
Think of me. Think of me. Oh. That was a little flat.
We've got Phantom of the Opera written by Gaston Leroux, and it was partly inspired by real events that happened at the French Opera House in the 1800s.
What?
We're at the Paris Opera House, and we have Christine Daae, who's been getting coached by a mysterious figure, learning how to sing, and one night she goes up to perform when the lead vocalist can't sing. And then her childhood friend Raoul falls in love. Raoul is the freaking worst, the most bummer character of all time. He's a real bummer. He's in love with her, but she's being coached by this mysterious figure, and Raoul doesn't know who it is. And he doesn't know who Christine keeps talking to until they're all one day brought down. Our scene's going to be down in underneath the Paris Opera House. This phantom has brought Christine down into his lair. In the cistern, like an underground lake, and Raoul is down there to try to rescue her.
Christine, come this way with me. Christine, come to my bedroom. I have so many candles. You don't need to be a star upstairs. Just hang out with me.
Who is a beautiful voice?
I would love to come to your basement. This is me with my French accent. What a beautiful basement you have.
Well, the thing is, it's kind of a sewer down here, so you're going to have to walk through some piss and shit, if that's okay with you. Oh. I have a shower.
Oh. I've stepped on a log.
Yeah.
C'est dégoûtant. That means right. That's disgusting in French.
So, yeah, we can go back to my place. I know, like, you have a big show, like, the show of your life upstairs in, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah,
it is
my first time being a lead. Yeah.
Christine!
Oh.
Christine,
that annoying
where are you?
This is Raoul. He's in love
with me.
He's
like a tech, right? He's not even in the show. He's like
not
crew.
Even crew.
Christine, if we can't find you, we're going to put the understudy in.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm so ready to go in. Put me in, coach. Put me in. I'm so excited.
We really want to put the original cast in if we can tonight.
Okay, no, okay. No. You can
where
miss
is my cast?
You can miss no. the
where
show.
Where is
it's
my cast?
Don't you want to
hang out?
I
got him. Got him. Yeah. We're gonna throw the understudy in.
Yes.
You're ruining my
are
life.
You prepared?
I have the show of my career upstairs, and you want to have hanky panky?
Don't
Menage
you see?
Toi?
Half my face is freaking basically torn off my body. This
it's
is the
always about your face.
I gotta do this.
And it's never about me.
So excited.
Everyone, please follow. Let's observe.
Fine. If you want to go see the show, I'll just be.
I'm not going to see the show. I am the show. Right. I'm the lead.
All right, fine. Go do the show. I'll be watching in the back.
Have
probably won't
met
even
him
be
before?
Worth it.
I don't know who that guy is.
Let's go back upstairs.
Can we add him in?
Yep.
This is my
Hey, Raoul. Oh, here she is. Freaking screaming about her all day long. She's right here, jackass.
Hi, Raul.
Christine, where were you?
Oh, whoa.
I have a mask on.
I should still be in.
You were with him?
Well, you're definitely not in it anymore.
This is my teacher. This is my teacher. We worked very hard together.
I'm her teacher and nothing more.
Yeah, nothing
more.
Why
do you insist that?
Which is crazy because he was begging me.
You like my
to-
cape? A teacher, I'm a cool teacher with a cape.
You have no interest in this young
Who
lady, not
are
one.
You?
Are you a ghost?
Are you an understudy?
Ladies and gentlemen,
can't even get a real role?
We have a crush.
Understudy is very important.
Christine, you're out tonight. We're throwing the understudy in.
Get fucked.
You weren't there.
Get fucked.
You weren't there. We need to put on a show.
If you weren't there, then the rule
is. I'm
going
to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
It's not my
beautiful
fault.
Young lady over you.
Okay, wait, so if you're not in, then why don't you just come back down to my place?
Raul, please. I have to do the show.
You're already out.
Please,
what are you doing?
I need to do the show. I cannot go home with this man. My teacher.
Oh,
nothing
okay.
more.
Wait, you wanted
Sorry,
to come
love
on,
you.
Though.
Yeah, Christine, why don't you come on? We need you for the show.
They need me. They need me for the show.
Do we need her? It's a beautiful young girl.
But
you
we
just
could
have
so like hang out another time.
Roll.
After like, the show or like a different time
you know,
completely?
Griffin's
different
not allowed
time
to come.
Completely.
Can I ask you something? Or did you lose interest in me because you saw my face?
I'm an audience member. The show started 5 minutes ago.
It's not your
No one's
face.
On the stage.
Oh, crap.
It smells
We're
like...
We're figuring something out. Shut the hell up out there.
It reeks of piss and shit from backstage.
Right,
I don't know what the hell is
positions.
Sorry, I trapped
positions.
It on my shoes.
Yeah, we're in the shoes.
At this point, grab your girlfriend. We have to go.
Is this like an experiment?
The show
Who's
story?
My girlfriend?
Yeah, wait.
You keep insisting that I have a girlfriend.
You wish she was your
Except
girlfriend.
Christine?
But she likes me.
Was that supposed to be in private?
I'm kind of single right now.
That you told me about
Are you serious?
I
do not have
anything.
Something going on with Christine.
You told it.
Could you stop telling people that?
No, Raul's just in love with Christine.
I've seen.
She told
I've
me
seen.
All about it. You're like a little 12-year-old
Shut
boy.
Up.
Paid 900.
Shut up.
Don't
fight.
It is true.
Don't fight. Don't fight. I have to go kill my understudy.
Paid $900 for this ticket. Just
That audience member is annoying.
Okay.
I have a dagger
sometimes,
and stuff. I can kill this guy if we
just
want.
Don't work out.
Go ahead. Go for it. Go for it. Why don't you go for it?
Yeah, because you want to
You're not
going to
be on the play.
You want to get out of this love triangle.
I
want to
watch the play.
Clearly the third member of.
It's not really.
I live in a sewer, jackass, and she still likes me. That's how much she likes me.
Seems like she did care a little.
She seems like she's crying for help, honestly.
Whoa.
Like she needs,
I think so.
Are you pressuring her, sir? Are you coercing her?
Not at all.
This is really awful.
Do you feel coerced?
Oh, he did.
He always does this with
he disappeared.
Can you still see me?
That's the whoosh thing.
What? Where are you?
Can you still see me?
Yeah, your eyes.
I didn't disappear, is it?
No, you didn't.
I'm a phantom.
No, not really.
I mean, from like down, on like from that, your elbow down? No. Oh,
my God.
All right.
Oh, my. Okay.
Can you see me?
And he's getting closer.
Oh, my God. And he's doing a whole shot for both cameras.
I'm
going to
stab this guy.
All right.
Ow! Stop!
He did it.
I'm over here now.
Okay, police. Call the police. I got touched.
Ruining my show.
You touched me with a dagger.
Ruining everything I've
yeah,
worked
I didn't
for.
Even stab you. I just touched
police.
You.
Police. Police.
Hey, police here. What's up?
Hey, that man scratched me with his dagger.
Oh, yeah? Try and catch me.
Oh, shit. Where'd he go?
He's right there.
He's obviously
Where'd
right
he,
here.
I'm right
I'm
here.
Highly trained. Okay. Oh, there you are.
That's great.
Where'd
acting.
He go?
All right. We got
I'm a highly trained police force guy, and I can't find him.
You guys
I'm
need to work on your
Can we leave
train.
Him?
It's really
he's
good.
A...
I can't believe you
yeah.
caught Luigi.
Wait.
I can't believe that.
Can
honestly.
I maybe get Luigi? A role in this play if the policeman thinks I'm good? I mean, Christine. God,
I didn't say you're a good
I have
actor.
To think about it.
Yeah, I didn't say
I forgot
he's a good
to
actor.
Mention that the Phantom's name is Eric. In, like actually in the book.
Eric.
Seems, like takes a lot of his the punch out of him.
Eric, this isn't you.
Eric. Your name's Eric.
Shut up, Raul.
That's cool.
Raul's a
Let's
cool name.
Let's all just be really
like, oh,
nice
can
to
my
each
friend
other.
Eric come? Can my buddy Eric
Can this
come?
Little boy that has a crush on you shut the stink up?
Shut the stink up? What are you, 12? Why don't you go back to your 12-year-old boy hole?
You know what, Christine? If you want to
what
do the show.
What is a 12-year-old boy hole?
A place where 12-year-old boys reside in secret. Jesus. What are you implying?
If you want to do the show and have a career,
yeah.
Guess what? I'm not going to put up with that. So I'm going back down to the sewer.
No way.
Good, good.
No, I still have to do my vocal exercises. I know we're a little bit behind, but I'm ready to go on stage.
You're done. You're not in the
you
show.
You have been replaced.
Put her in the
lady.
Show or I'll stab you.
All right, ready?
She's been replaced.
And action. Nope, can't be two.
Your understudy sucks.
Nope.
I
you
thought
suck.
I was ready. I'm not. I thought I was ready. I'm
Obviously
not.
Tomatoes.
You're just beauty. No,
give her a chance.
To be or not to be.
Give her a chance. That
you're
was
ruining
something.
My show.
That's Shakespeare, idiot.
And that's our show for tonight.
Okay,
thank you so much for coming.
Buddy Teak.
16. I think your career might be blown.
17:30. Hey,
you're all fired.
You're so fired.
Wow, we would like to thank our amazing sponsor for this podcast, HelloFresh. Give it up for HelloFresh, everybody. Woo!
Hello.
Guess what? Every HelloFresh recipe includes high-quality, sustainably sourced ingredients, like produce that comes fresh from the farm.
I just love the holidays, but with how busy they are, I'm always looking for a way to stress less. HelloFresh helps make mealtime manageable, saving you from searching for recipes or all that grocery shopping. Just pick your meals, and everything you need is delivered right to your door.
And guess what? We've had some HelloFresh back at the pad. And Hyde, would you say it's pretty darn good?
It's really good. Like, I'm not just saying that. I really enjoyed the HelloFresh.
And I mean, we had like a meal with like four people and there were still leftovers. So pretty good portion size you get there. And if you're making it all for yourself, that's like four meals in one.
Save valuable time during the busy holiday season with fewer trips to the grocery store thanks to HelloFresh Market. There's over 100 add-on items you can add to your weekly box, like quick breakfasts, packable snacks, beverages, and more.
Get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/freeread it. Applied across 7 boxes. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's 10 free HelloFresh meals. Just go to HelloFresh.com/freeread it.
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Our next book is Les Miserables. The book is about the 1832 June Rebellion. It was a bunch of anti-monarchists rebelling against the government. There were Italians all over the city.
Italians all over the city.
Battalions. Barricades.
Yes.
Barricades.
Yes.
Yeah. So Victor Hugo, actually himself, the author, was exiled from France because he was criticizing the government. He actually witnessed a lot of the rebellions that happened. So this is based on real experiences and things that he really saw. Our main character, Jean Valjean, has been put in prison for 19 years for stealing a loaf of bread to feed his sister's family. It's the, you know, everyone knows this. And then we've got Javert, who's been chasing him down and hunting him across the years because he basically, to escape his bail, made a new identity. Then he's been raising little Cosette. One of his workers died and left a daughter named Cosette. He's been raising her. Marius is he's part of the monarchy, but now he's an anti-monarchist, and he's fallen in love with Cosette. He is like head over heels, annoyingly in love with this girl. It's insufferable, like just terrible, but he loves her. And then Eponine, who is a poor girl in the city, is in love with Marius.
Eponine is in love with Marius?
Yes.
But he's in love with Cosette?
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to work out.
During the rebellion, they're at the barricades. Everyone is going to sort of meet up at the barricade here. So we have Jean Valjean, who's been running from the law. Javert is there at the barricades in disguise, pretending to be one of the anti-monarchists. Marius is at the barricade fighting in the rebellion. And Eponine shows up. She's in love with him. And then he's trying to find Cosette because Cosette's going to leave the city. And we're in the streets of Paris.
Marius.
What's up, bro?
Marius.
Yep.
I'm loving with you. I'm in love with you.
Oh, okay.
Marius, let's run away together, you and me, away from all this rebellion. Some of we could get hurt. I don't want you to get hurt, Marius.
Guys, rebellion starts in like 5 minutes. We're going to start.
Marius, I mean, we got to get out of here.
I don't know if we're going to make it out of town in time. And
well, that's why we need to leave now.
I'm kind of between ladies right now.
Excuse me, guys.
Pardon?
So.
Pardon me, what? Pardon me, what?
Why are you dressed kind of funny? You don't look like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little rude.
I'm a monarch, you freaking piece of plastic.
Guys, 20 years ago, a guy stole a loaf of bread. Have you seen him? I'm looking for him. 20 years ago, this guy stole a freaking piece of bread.
Yeah, I don't know about it.
There's a rebellion?
That's why this whole rebellion is kind of happening.
What?
This guy stole a piece of
bread. No.
I wouldn't blame it on that one.
Now he's wanted dead or alive.
He did not. No, I don't think so.
Wait, is he in love with you, this guy?
Yeah,
I'm a woman.
Is she harassing you? Because I'm a police officer.
Okay.
If you do anything and steal a freaking cherry, I'll put you away
okay,
for
19 years. Put the finger down. Put the finger down.
Worth as much as a loaf of bread, honestly.
I'm in love with...
The Coco?
Yes, that's her name, Coco! Cosette!
Okay.
Did someone say my name?
Oh, this is the best patrol ever.
Yeah!
That's my shoddy, guys.
Cool.
I'm sorry, I'm your what?
Shoddy.
Listen, I better get going.
Along?
Can we bet this guy? We're trying to behead a guy, and y'all are just yapping.
Oh, is that the guy that stole the bread over there?
No, obviously that's not the guy that stole the bread.
What did he do? Tie his shoes wrong?
No, he was like, oh, I'm a monarch, and blah, blah, blah. And
not that bad.
We're kind of poor.
That means he's the king? Isn't that what a monarch is? Is the king?
Just kind of in the upper echelon. Kind of in the upper echelon.
It's the king's brother.
Love that word.
Echelon?
Yeah.
It's on the east side.
He's so good with words.
Thank you.
I think about the way that you are.
I don't think we're going to work out.
Sorry.
You can stop yanking on it.
Fudge.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to hit the guillotine on this guy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it a button?
Yeah, so we installed a button.
Do it.
Oh, it's automatic?
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, cool.
Do it.
Do it.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
It's not
bad.
My foot
was in it.
Foot,
oh, we had the wrong way.
Oh.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing. They taught me. That's one of the first things they taught me.
Ew.
Put it the right way.
Help! 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 Help!
Nobody's gonna help you. You're all gross and bloody.
My foot.
Oh, that's gonna get infected.
Arm.
You're gonna die.
Your arm was in it.
Your arm. Why was your arm in it?
You put your arm in it?
Put my foot back on.
Put
my foot back on. Somebody, please.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Oh, y'all are going to die. Painful infection deaths.
Well, I guess I'm going to go with the other girl now. I hope you don't mind.
Yo.
What?
Another girl?
Well, did you not say it was your short team?
I mean, yeah, but like, I liked my girls with two arms.
Wait.
That's rude.
Your dad likes bread, right?
I have two arms too.
No, he doesn't.
Weird.
Wait, I'm pretty sure
what?
You're always talking
bye-bye.
About
bye-bye.
You say your dad likes bread.
Bye-bye.
She got crumbs on her. Oh, my gosh. And the crumbs are leaving a trail.
Oh, my God. She's breadcrumbing us.
Follow the breadcrumbs.
She's breadcrumbing us.
Oh, it leads back to this guy.
No,
hey,
no,
man.
Hey. Oh.
You have any bread within the last 19 years?
No, not for at least 30 years.
You don't need any carbs.
That's so weird.
No, I'm gluten-free. I have celiacs.
Oh,
I have celiacs, actually.
Interesting. You have a doctor's note for that?
Ooh.
For your celiac?
No, it's kind of private, I guess.
Hey, man. I got all that bread we wanted. I got all the bread you wanted.
Oh.
Look at these guys.
Oh, this is
I got like the 8 loaves of bread.
This
I stole them. Like,
got 8 loaves of bread on you, don't you?
It's slang. It's slang for kids we're hanging out with.
You got 8
Why
kids
are you hanging
out with?
Out with kids?
Oh. Yeah.
What's in the sack? That you have.
The kids.
I don't care about kidnapping kids. If you want to hang out with them that way, I don't really care. What I care about is if there's bread in that goddamn sack.
There's not.
And it's bread-shaped kids.
Oh, my God. There's so much bread in here.
So there's bread in there, guys.
And some various
I actually
jams.
Don't know why you would say it was children, because you could be put away for 200 years for that.
Jams, jellies, butters, cheese.
So not only did you steal bread, you were stealing PB&Js, PB and other fruit jellies. So that's probably
marmalades.
We're trying to have a party.
I was gonna say, what was
you
this for
you
lunch?
You
steal
tomorrow? Bread 19 years ago, only served 19 out of 30 years, and get away with it just because you stole some bread?
PB&Js for a party.
Yeah, PB&J party.
We're having a party.
Get them on the.
We're entertaining. Oh, no,
my God.
No,
and don't mess this one up. He's just got so. The only guy was a revolutionary.
I'm the guillotine guy, and I'm your friend with the bread.
I'll
make it miss.
Yikes.
You make it miss?
Yeah, I can hit the button a certain way.
All right,
I'll go.
I'm about to guillotine him, and.
Oh my god.
I hit it the way where it goes. I hit the way where it goes extra hard.
Oh my god.
He was my best man.
Oh, he's like screaming out.
Oh my gosh.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's why you don't steal bread in this goddamn country, all right?
All right. So the next we have the Once and Future King, which was turned into a musical called Camelot. The Once and Future King is a collection of stories about King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. So the first one is actually The Sword and the Stone, but that's not in the musical because Walt Disney had already bought the rights to that. Merlin is helping him to become like a good king, and they create Camelot, which is this sort of idealistic society, and it's coming out of the Dark Ages, and it's got music and art, and it's going to be the shining beacon on the hill. And so King Arthur creates the Knights of the Round Table. And it's like, instead of the knights being like, you know, brutes, he's like, maybe the knights could be like cool and chivalrous. Like maybe they could be like good knights. So when the play starts off, King Arthur is very nervous because he's got an arranged marriage and he's like, I don't know how this is going to go. King Arthur and Guinevere actually do get married and everything's going great until this guy Lancelot shows up to join the Knights of the Round Table. So Lancelot's got a little eye for Guinevere and we've got some knights on the round table and some trouble ensues.
I love hanging out with you guys.
Dude, this table's awesome. So round.
Yo,
wooden and round.
You guys want like you guys want another bottle?
Yeah.
Let's get another round.
Another round.
Do you need any coins for that? Like, can we throw you some coins for it?
No, don't even freaking talk like that. No.
Cool.
No.
You're not gonna send us like a pigeon Venmo request later?
Tomorrow.
Are you sure?
Because you've done that before.
I was just gonna say.
You charged me for like a sip of mead, and I was like, what?
Also the pigeon
15 quid?
A couple shekels.
I saw the pigeon shit on your head
what
on top
do you guys
of that.
Think
so
of me?
It wasn't really.
Charged me 20 shillings.
You guys think I'm stingy as hell?
Yeah.
You're so stingy.
Showed.
Well, sometimes you like to say, hey, I'll buy, and then you upcharge.
Yeah. And you come in and you're like, I'm a king. I'm a king. But then all of a sudden you're taking from us. Like, we're just knights.
Mm-hmm. Literally just trying to be generous.
All right. Well, we're just so generous.
You've got this completely.
That's like the opposite of generous, but sure.
So
knock, knock, knock.
You're buying it.
Okay. Yep. Can you shut the fuck up, everybody? Could you shut the fuck up?
Okay, let's
please?
Talk about something different. What about that marriage?
Knock, there's someone at the door.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get it.
Okay.
All right. Get the door. The wire, too, though.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what's your name? What? Why am I asking you? Who are you? What? What? What's up? Hey, what's up?
Oh, is that Lance?
Oh my God, Lancelot! Can you beat him?
Hey guys, next round's on me.
Oh, Lance!
Classic Lance.
Two bottles.
Oh,
don't worry about paying me back.
Wait, do we have to pay you back?
Of course not.
All right. We freaking love you, Lancelot.
Wait, look at this guy. He looks like.
Oh, this is our buddy Arthur. He's king.
He charges us for things, but it's all good.
Oh, they just invited me over. So
yeah, sorry. I sent a pigeon because, we're bros.
He's our buddy from college.
Yeah.
We were in a frat together. It was pretty sick.
Hey. He's just passing through town. Oh, my God. Hey, Guinevere. You look great today.
Thank you.
Whoa.
What a wonderful figure you have.
I appreciate that.
Sorry. No, no.
This is my voice, unfortunately.
And you are stunning. So.
Hi, Arthur. How are you?
Hey, Guinevere.
Who the fuck is this guy? Oh, my God.
Hey, Guinevere, so how do you know everybody? I don't think we met. Can I buy you a drink?
Guinevere.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You
can drink.
Hello.
You feeling okay?
Yes, I feel fine.
Because you look
you
great.
You feel that. You feel that energy, right?
I'm feeling that energy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Who are you?
You can call me Lancelot.
Oh, and let me tell you. You dance a lot.
Hopefully,
the night
goes well, we can dance a lot.
Oh, yes. He's a charmer.
More drinks on me. More drinks on me.
Yeah.
We have fun here.
We do have fun.
She's so dainty and delicate.
Yo, Arthur, what's with the sour face, man? We're having a nice time. Nights at the Round Table.
A nice girl is here.
Pretty girl. No, nice vibes.
I'm going to go to the bathroom for 5 hours.
Oh,
okay.
Upstairs.
I don't care.
Okay.
Little,
so think about things.
Like think about things? So you don't want to be...
Yeah,
you're going to leave while this pretty lady...
Yep. I'll
don't
want
to leave us alone with your pretty lady.
I'll just be 5 hours. Yep.
5 whole hours.
Stop trying to talk him out of it.
What was up with that guy?
So
no, what are we?
Such off. Those are such off vibes.
Really bad energy.
Yeah,
he's the king.
Supposedly,
I think he's just having an off day.
Ding 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 ding.
Oh,
ding,
okay.
Ding.
We let him back in.
What's going on?
Do we let him back in?
Yo,
hello. Hi, this is the king police. You are all under arrest.
What?
Why?
I thought
for making the king upset.
Oh my
You're
god!
You're not supposed to do that.
Oh my god!
He
we does
got like
this 50 every
people
time.
Out here with
Genevieve,
horses and spears.
Why did you make him upset?
Yo,
just blame her.
Is he
blame
up
her.
There right now?
Oh my god!
Yeah, he's
Guinevere.
Guinevere will cut you. He's waving and arrest everybody at my party because they turned on me and started bullying me, and then another guy came and his wife started flirting.
Arthur,
I think it's on her. I don't think it was on us.
Well. You guys,
tell
I'm sorry,
him
you buried the flag and now you're all under arrest.
Tell him what happened.
Who are you?
I'm the
Lance.
Oh, you look very nice.
Tell him Lance.
Oh, Genevieve, you seem to be complimenting everybody tonight.
Oh, you're the one that the flag warned me about?
No.
The freaking...
The king wants to kill his own wife?
me and you, we're gonna dance a lot, right?
Stole my joke, Genevieve. What does that even stole my joke right out of my arms.
I don't know what that means.
Genevieve. Hey, can we talk to the king? Can we sort this out, please? Can you bring him down? Yeah. I'll buy him a drink. I'll buy you a drink, man. You want
really?
A drink? Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Cool.
All right, let's get him down here.
Toss it down, yeah.
Knock, knock, knock. Hey, Arthur.
What?
Arthur, guys, I gotta be honest. These people seem kind of cool. Like, are you sure that these are the people you want arrested?
Yeah, twerk that thing, Genevieve!
Someone do body shots off me, please.
Yo, Genevieve, not cool.
If I rolled a joint, would you guys smoke?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right.
What are we smoking,
Arthur? Arthur coming down here, by the way?
Oh, hey. Arthur.
Hey, Arthur.
Hey, Arthur, buddy, how are you?
How you been?
Why'd you call the cops on us, Ray?
What? Called the cops on you?
We were having a good time. Thought there was like
a hot tea. Do you need a smoke? Maybe that would help?
You called the cops and they went,
I think they're doing that. I think they're going door to door.
But they work for you.
They told us you sent, and then they talked to you. They told us you sent them. So
yeah.
Right, and if you listen to what I'm saying, I was telling you that they're going door to door, and they're doing that to everybody.
I just don't feel like that's true.
Not the same
Can
vibe.
I just speak freely here? I feel like we need a new king in this freaking kingdom, because this guy's kind of a bummer.
Oh, I kind of agree.
I have a guillotine out back if we want to like get crazy with it.
Ooh.
We can just...
Sergeant, would you take these four guests to the guillotine?
Don't touch Lancelot. Pull my freaking sword. Arthur, you better calm down.
Swords. Everyone, swords.
I have a little dagger.
This is what we call
it. Calm down, King. Because this is about to be
a dagger.
Well, my wizard has invented a gun.
What?
So,
that's new? Wait, my wizard has invented a combustible gun.
Just because you're a buzzkill doesn't mean you have to kill us, Buzz.
Oh my God.
That's pretty cool.
Oh my God.
You're going to kill a cool guy, buddy. Oh my God.
Dude, that was so rude.
You killed my best friend from college, from night school.
They literally
were going to the guillotine
when I was telling them, asking them politely to go to the guillotine.
Get it? Night school.
She sacrificed herself, but it didn't work. They killed them both.
Went straight through her hippies.
They went through my dainty figure.
All right, so will you guys come to the guillotine, or do you guys want to be my friends?
I mean, honestly, kill me.
Kill you?
Kill me.
Okay.
Oh, no. No!
And now we're in heaven and having a ball because Arthur's not there. And we can haunt his ass.
Wait, Muriel, you're not there yet.
Infinite drinks with God.
40 years later.
Hey,
guys! I finally died.
Oh my God!
What do we do?
I finally died of old age.
Anybody think of hell?
I lived out the rest of my reign.
Would anybody like to go to hell?
Honestly, yeah, I'd rather go to hell. Let's go ahead and jump down.
Yeah. Hell's kind of the spot.
Everybody jump.
Infinite drinks with say and
grinding on the devil. Grinding on the devil.
Oh my God! That's the exact plot of Camelot.
What? Camelot.
So what happened at the beginning of that scene? Because I was just trying to be like a cool guy, and everyone was like, "No, dude, you're stingy as hell. You Venmo request us for shit." And I'm like,
kind of what happens in Camelot.
I just want to say that I made a really interesting and creative joke that kind of went under the radar. I said that Lancelot was my friend from night school because I'm.
Oh,
a
that's good.
Oh, that's good.
That really went under the radar.
Tristan, when you edit this, you will hear me look directly at the camera and say, night school? Like night school? From night school. Get it? Night school?
I had a joke because the podcast used to be five people like this, and I had like a joke in the Great Gatsby episode that like no one heard or reacted to.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't remember what it was, but there were some YouTube comments about it. So the people on YouTube will appreciate
it. All right. Thank you, YouTube people. I hope you get it.
Yeah.
That's you ready, Tommy?
Oh, playing us out?
Am I ready? I will play us out when we're ready.
Okay. So, we certainly did not read those.
Also, next week is Christmas, so we're not going to have an episode. So
we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Come back and we're going to have another episode.
See you in 2 weeks, guys.
This stuff. Please follow us on our channels, American High Shorts, College Life, and Barely Adult, and all our personal channels. I'm Tommy. That's Hyde. That's Marielle. Yeah. That's Taylor. And that's Luke.
We're on TikTok, YouTube, of course, Instagram.
Someone just sent me a thing from Snapchat. They're like, "Oh, Tommy, I found you on Snapchat." I was like, "Whoa!"
Oh, jeez.
All right, play us out, Tommy.
There you go.
the beat a little.
Yeah, we didn't read it. Gotta take the book out. Gotta read that book. Oh, no, you don't. It's a podcast where we don't read it. It's a podcast where we don't need it.
We didn't.
Yay. Happy holidays, everybody.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.